I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 24th. Tesla is probably going to announce a location for a new factory around the end of the year, says Elon Musk. Plans for Tesla to build around 20 million vehicles per year are coming by the end of the decade. As a result, they will need a lot more factories around the globe. Tesla already announced a new factory in Mexico just a few months ago, but we knew it wouldn't be long before another one was revealed. There have been many locations that have been rumored as of late. For example, we know that Tesla has been exploring a potential factory in Canada for the last year, with the company visiting sites in Ontario and Quebec. More recently, we have learned that Tesla has been looking into India and also France. But really, if Tesla is out for their goal, they should announce factories in all those countries. But in Electrek's take, we're going to guess India. The Tesla Powerwall 3 is about to launch, and we can now confirm that it will be offered with up to 11.5 kilowatts of power output. An Electrek reader in the process of designing their own Tesla solar project sent us documentation and the PV hazard control system section, which mentions the Powerwall 3. While it's not full of information, we can discern the power output of 11.5 kilowatts, a nearly 20% increase compared to the previous version. However, the document also appears to mention the maximum continuous power on grid of the Powerwall Plus, which is 7.6 kilowatts, rather than its maximum continuous power off grid, which is the total output. But if that's the case, it would be closer to a 50% increase in total power output. Either way, it looks like an impressive update. Next year marks a new move for Ford to make EVs easier to purchase. In December, Ford revealed around two-thirds of their dealers enrolled in their EV dealer program, and the rest have the option to join in a few years. During Monday's event, CEO Jim Farley mentioned transparent pricing, flexible purchase options, and remote delivery. Now, while this sounds like Ford is cutting out the dealer, it seems like they're intent on utilizing them, or so the company says. Farley says that the automaker's EV unit, called Model E, will focus on three key initiatives: developing EVs and software platforms, launching a new customer experience with its dealers, and building its industrial system to deliver millions of EVs efficiently. Now, the new EV buying experience is designed to establish relationships with dealerships rather than being a hassle to negotiate price. Seems that Ford is working to try to satisfy both customers and dealerships, which is a tough tightrope to walk. This isn't the first time that Farley has suggested a direct sales approach, but with a set date now for the end of the year, it's going to be coming. BMW has globally debuted the first two available trim levels for the i5, including an M-Performance version with 590 horsepower. The German automaker has introduced a lot of technology in the latest generation of their long-running series. Customers can choose from the single-motor rear-wheel drive i5 eDrive 40 or an M60 xDrive performance model, which is positioned as the pinnacle of the entire 5 Series range. One of the cooler features on the upcoming electric i5 is BMW's optional driving assistance professional package, which includes Highway Assistant. This ADAS feature will enable the i5 driver to operate hands-free and also change lanes at speeds of up to 85 miles per hour where conditions allow. As long as they keep their eyes up, the owners will be able to confirm the movement of changing lanes simply by peering over to their respective side view mirror. That's right, the car will change lanes just by a look of the eyes. The i5 eDrive 40 is estimated to travel up to 295 miles on a single charge on the 19-inch wheels, and the i5 M60 xDrive is an estimated 256 miles. In max range mode, the drive and power and top speed are restricted, while comfort functions are reduced to conserve battery power. Of course, there's no estimates on how much this will affect range. The i5 eDrive 40 starts at $66,800, and the i5 M60 xDrive is $84,100, both of this before destination charges. According to sources from the annual dealer meeting, Mercedes is gearing up to take on Tesla with the electric CLA sedan. This, of course, poised against the Tesla Model 3. The CLA EV is expected to get 400 miles of driving range and will arrive in the U.S. next year. The sources describe the electric sedan as a larger than the internal combustion version with a sleeker and presumably more aerodynamic design. On the inside, the model will feature the brand's digital-first cockpit used in the current models. Mercedes looks to steal market share from Tesla by attracting young, tech-driven customers. The brand is also expected to launch an electric GLC as a successor to the EQC electric crossover, which was the brand's first mass-market EV. Aside from this, Mercedes-Maybach has introduced a Night Series aesthetic for the EQS 680 SUV. That will become available on the 2024 model year. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Mark Massaros says, "I live a couple of miles from the Lordstown plant, and currently there is never more than a couple dozen cars in the parking lot. I don't think they're going to make it." Yeah, that seems a little bit more than circumstantial bit of evidence, I would guess. In my young adult years, I worked for a couple of companies that were going under, and it certainly was not a pleasant experience. I didn't notice the writing on the wall early enough, and in the last while, the few of us who were left spent a lot of time trying to invent ways to get the company back above water. With only a few of us left, we took on a lot of extra responsibilities that we were not capable of accomplishing. This led to a lot of self-doubt and a sense of failure that plagued me for years to come. Bitter lessons of adulthood, I suppose. If you know anyone who works for Lordstown, tell them that it's not their fault, but there's a lot of stuff going on that's way outside of their control. Yeah. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.